So I am a singer. Certainly not a professional one. I've never had a voice lesson in my life. And most of my singing has taken place in the church choir. And let's face it, they let anybody in the church choir. But no offense to the amazing choir here. Your anthem really touched me this morning. I was the kid who hummed a tune no matter where I was. I could frequently be heard bellowing at the top of my lungs while sitting on the toilet in order to avoid eating my peas at the dinner table. I sang while swinging on our swing set in the yard, and I sang myself to sleep. I often would sing myself to and from school as I walked through my neighborhood. I sang loud and I sang proud. It made me so happy. Until one day, I was walking home from school, and a teenager yelled out to me, saying, "Hey, don't you know people will think you're crazy if you go around singing all the time?" I was silenced. Really? I had no idea that singing would make people think that one was crazy. Well, I stopped my singing in public that very day and saved it for my bathroom or my bedroom until my mom enrolled me in church choir. I remember the day fondly as if it were yesterday. The children's choir was performing that Sunday. I was sitting on the edge of my seat with a huge smile, admiring their robes. And my mom leaned over and said, "Would you like to do that?" I eagerly said yes, and that began my very long membership in church choir. I sang every Sunday, and I mean every Sunday, until I began my work as a Christian educator in my 30s. Music speaks to me. It speaks to me loudly and clearly. And as I went to church and sang the hymns and sang the anthems in choir, I began to know God. I learned of God's love, God's mercy, and God's forgiveness. And still to this day, when I cannot find words for a prayer, I sing a hymn. Today, we are looking at the Song of Mary, the Magnificat. Aside from being the mother of Jesus, Mary is most well known for this eloquent song of praise. The song is so beautiful, and she breaks into it much like a scene out of a Broadway musical. Mary receives the news that she will bear God's son, and with complete and utter confidence in God, she bursts into praise. She sings loud and she sings proud, and she does not allow others to hinder her joy. Her praise is filled with all that she has known about God for generations and generations. No doubt she had heard the scriptures of God sending a Messiah. No doubt she knew how very long her people had waited. But Mary, in an instant, knew it was God fulfilling his promise from centuries before. From centuries before. How many of us can remain faithful through generations without clear-cut evidence that something is real? We have the Bible, we have the whole story, yet we find ourselves doubting when things don't go quite the way we intended. We have become a culture that believes we are the ones who make things possible. We have made so many advances within our society in the areas of science and health. We put human beings in outer space and they have walked on other planets. Cures have been created for what were once deadly diseases. Many in our midst have been able to achieve wealth beyond measure and success that at one time was only dreamed of. Rarely do we think something is impossible for us. During my time as chaplain at Robert Wood Johnson in New Brunswick, I saw people who every day believed that the doctors would cure their loved ones, that moms or dads or grandparents who lived well into their 80s or 90s would still continue to have healthy and productive lives forever because medicine could make this happen. I've watched families whose loved ones were in horrific accidents, where the odds were very slim they would survive, and yet they were confident they would. The amazing thing is that sometimes they did recover. Sometimes health was restored, and yet for others, this was not the case. And when things did not work out as planned, there was anger and rage as to how could this have happened. We have heard these cries over the weekend as we heard of the tragic story in Connecticut and innocent young lives lost. We want answers. We want accountability. We want to think that human beings are capable of controlling every situation that would harm us. We can pass more laws, hire more police, but what we cannot do is the impossible. We cannot cure the hurting human soul. Mary knew how the impossible became possible. Such a young woman put in a totally, seemingly impossible situation. Our Advent group last week talked about Mary's situation in being the mother of Christ. A young woman pregnant before she was married, a crime that could have resulted in her stoning. How would she tell her parents? How would she tell Joseph? How would she exist in her village with all of her neighbors looking down upon her? We know all too well the stigma that still exists for young teen mothers today. Cable networks have created television reality shows that film the struggles of these young women. Even though we are much more accepting in 2012, society still tends to wonder, what is wrong with her? Why did she get herself in that situation? This was not the case with Mary. She wondered how it would be possible, as she knew she could not be pregnant. But once the angel reassured her, her voice immediately went into song, and she was able to see that it was God bringing to fruition the promises of so very long ago. Mary knew the scriptures through and through. She not only knew them, she breathed them and relied upon them. It was this knowledge and faith in her God that allowed her to see that God was going to bring salvation to the world through her. From that point on, her life would become increasingly difficult. It would not be pretty, and it certainly would not be easy. She would run for her child's life. She would live with others questioning him, and she would live through his untimely death. But Mary knew that to be found in a comfortable, safe, and prosperous life was not where real joy was found. Real joy comes in the morning, after the darkness, after we think all is lost. That is when the everlasting light of Christ breaks through and draws us near to him. Through her Son, the Son of God, all things would be possible. He would give hope to the poor, the oppressed, the lonely, and the brokenhearted. When society said, "You are not worthy," Jesus said, "Oh, yes, you are." When life seems too horrible and we feel that we have lost everything, it is Jesus who whispers, "I am with you." Mary never relied on herself. She totally gave herself up to the Lord and followed the way that the Lord instructed her. How many of us can say that? I don't know about you, but I like to control things. And that is ultimately when I get myself in the deepest trouble. But more often than not, when I do things myself and I do not call upon God, the result is never good. Some of you know that my cousin was visiting with me recently, and I took her to see a Clay Aiken concert. The event wasn't planned because, as you know, she ended up very ill in the hospital, and we had canceled all of our plans for fun. And when she returned home, out of the blue, a friend called me and said she had two very cheap tickets and did my cousin and I want to attend. I wasn't particularly a fan of Clay Aiken. I mean, I've heard of him, but that was about the extent. But I thought it might give my cousin one night of fun before she went home. So we headed out to the concert, and there is no doubt in my mind that it was God who brought us to this place. You see, my cousin's husband of 43 years had died 18 months earlier. He was one of the many victims of service to his country through the Vietnam War. He survived the war and was the most humble, loving, and caring person you would ever know. It was the Agent Orange that had ravaged his body and his mind and killed him at the age of 65. My cousin was certain she would never live again. She held onto his body in that casket and refused to let go. She hid in her home. She stopped eating. She ran from state to state to state, visiting friends and relatives. And this was part of her trip here to see me, an escape from another Thanksgiving without her love. At this stop in New Jersey, though, God met her. As she lay in the hospital without enough breath to speak and 2 points away from her heart stopping, she exclaimed to the doctor that she would be leaving. She didn't care if she died. She wanted to go home and be with her husband. At this point, they called in a psychiatrist who worked with her soul while the doctors worked to repair her body. And after she healed a little while, we got in the car and took off for Clay Aiken's concert. And we both heard the hope and the joy of Christ. Clay sang beautiful sacred music, much to our surprise, and spoke a great deal about his own faith in God. And during the show, he played a recording of a fan who shared her most difficult Christmas. Her son had died in a car crash several weeks before Christmas. She was devastated and did not know if she could go on. Celebrating was certainly the last thing she wanted to do. But she remembered the joy that she shared with her son as together they celebrated Christmas. She decided she would not put up Christmas decorations this year, but she would put out her nativity. But that was all she could do. She did her shopping and wrapped her packages and wished Merry Christmas with an emptiness inside of her. And one night, as she sat weeping, Mary caught her eye in the nativity. And she realized at that moment that Mary wasn't simply a cast of characters in a Christmas story, but Mary was a mother. A mother just like her, who knew the joy of having a child and the sorrow of losing one. She began to talk to Mary and share her sorrows. And through her tears, she heard Mary's joyful song of praise, praising God and reminding her that God does keep promises, that God reaches into the muck and the mire of our broken lives. And when we think all is lost and we cannot take one more step, God sends a son, Jesus, to be and to live and to love us. I am certain the parents of those beautiful children and family of adults who died in Connecticut yesterday are feeling their darkest moment, crippled with pain and despair. And yet, it is a child born into this messy world who sets us free. Jesus can make the impossible happen. Jesus can bring new life from death. Jesus can recreate us out of our own brokenness and make us whole. Jesus is our hope and our strength. We have all walked in darkness at times in our lives. We have all thought there was no hope. Mary carried the love of Christ with her every day, And so when you look at your nativity this year and sing the joyous carols of Christmas, remember Mary and her total willingness to rely upon God in the midst of what seemed completely impossible. And ask yourself, will you allow Christ to reach into your life, into the stress and the strains, the worries and the concerns, and will you allow him to make you whole once again? Amen.